didn't wake me up, but it's just, you know, I'm a light sleeper, and Marvel looked over and you weren't there, so. No, you had to be again. Poor baby, it's like the fifth time this night. I do feel so bad for you. Here, come here. Turn around and I'll spoon you again. Yeah. Is that ticklish on your neck? I just feel so bad that you're the one who has to go through all of this right now, and I just get to, I don't know, like, live my normal life, you know, not have to deal with any of these pains. Split it with you. Yeah, next time. Okay. Yeah, we'll take turns. Yeah. How is this old baby? Keeping you awake. So naughty already. Is he even here yet? Do you want me to, like, give you a massage or something? I know it's like 4 a.m, but I can wake up a little bit more. I know I'm like half asleep right now, but baby, you know, like the massage expert, I could give you a killer massage in my sleep. Okay, we'll just spoon. I know that we're like, before you were pregnant, we were like pretty 50-50 on who was mixed spoon or little spoon, but now that you have this little bump right here, I just love being mixed spoon all the time, cause like, and it's like I'm holding both of you at once. I'm holding you right here, and then I could just reach over and hold this old baby. He is so sweet. I'm sorry, I'm so sleepy, but I should be more awake, because you're the one who needs more sleep. You don't want me to get you anything? No. Not even a little water or anything? You're good. Yeah, I'll probably just make you pee more, but just want you to be comfortable, because you're working so hard. I know you feel like you're not doing anything, but you just, your body's working so hard. And I know it's not easy, especially as the weeks go by, and I love to see our baby grow, but I also know it's gonna be, you know, different struggles as different. In different stages of the pregnancy, but I'm right here, so you know, if there's literally anything you want me to do that would make it even a tiniest bit easier that I'm not already doing, just tell me and I will do it, okay? So pretty. No, you. Oh, yeah. Well, I know you might not notice it, but. Like, it's something everyone says, but, you know, I really did notice, like, I don't know, a glow about you or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, I always thought it was kind of like. Like a cliche or something, but maybe I'm just biased. Maybe I'm just biased because you're my wife and I'm just seeing everything through rosy glasses or whatever, but no, I just look prettier and prettier every day and I'm like, god damn, when does it end? I mean, I don't want it to end, but you know, just... I don't know which one of us is gonna be the cool mom and which one of us is gonna be like strict. I think we're both pretty chill. I think we're gonna have to like roll the dice on that one and see which one has to be the adult. I don't know. I think I'd be pretty cool. What do you mean? I mean, yeah. I don't want to do the... maybe I don't want to be strict though. Like, that's so hard for me. I want to be like... I want to be, like, the fun parent, you know? Oh, you're gonna make me be strict? Okay, that's my punishment for, like, not going through the pregnancy. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be, like, your little reward, I guess, is that you get to be the cool parent, and then I have to be the strict one. You'll get to be, like, the fun one. We can both be fun. I think we can both be fun. Yeah. No, I think we can make it work. You're not uncomfortable or anything? Yeah. No, I think it's okay, baby. I know you were a back sleeper. And there's like the whole thing about not like, oh, you shouldn't sleep on your back. Yeah, I've heard that too. But I think if you're comfortable, it should be okay, at least right now. You know, you're not too big yet. But yeah, is lying on your side like this okay for you? Yeah. I would just like slide my hand under you right here. Is that a little better? Yeah, I heard that, you know. And if you just like kinda lift a little bit, it's a little more comfortable. So I'll try to just like keep my hand under you like this. Yeah, I think I can feel a little bit of the movements. Just a little bit, yeah. Oh, you're so amazing. That's our baby. I love you so much. You're gonna be such a good mom, I already know. You already are. Can tell you're so just gentle and patient and, I don't know, just amazing. I couldn't have picked a better person. Being my wife and being a mother of my kids. Yes, kids. I mean, I know this is just like her first one, but you know, we've talked about that. Yes, I already told you. I will carry the next one, and then you will be my personal assistant, or, you know, whatever. Waiting on me hand and foot like I'm doing with you now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I never really imagined myself to really have or want any kids before I met you, but I don't know. I would pop out all the babies for you. All the babies. Yep. And for you. Yeah, you're just that great. You're so pretty. Such a good baby. I love you so much. I'm trying not to, I really want to squeeze you so tight, but I don't want to hurt the baby, so I'm just going to do a gentle squeeze, okay? It's like mini squeeze, but I'm squeezing you really hard with my heart, so just imagine that. Shut up, I'm half asleep. Oh, I love you, baby. I'm awake. Maybe I'm not gonna. I want you to fall asleep before me so I know. Now you're at least getting a little bit of sleep. I know. Is me rubbing my hand across your tummy like this help a little? Yeah, it's a little soothing. Oh, I'm glad, baby. Let's close your eyes, baby. I'll make you breakfast in the morning. No eggs, I promise, I promise. I know you've been nauseous. Well, I don't think eggs are super weird thing to have pregnancy sickness for, I think. Like, I know when I was younger, eggs used to make me feel like gross and sick because I just didn't like the yolk and it made me like gag, so I guess I can kind of relate, but yeah. It's okay, I'll make you like some French toast, I think. That would be good. It won't taste any eggs or anything. Yeah. Or maybe some pancakes and we could do hash browns. Yeah, you like that? Yeah. No, I know you miss your coffee, honey. I know. You miss your daily coffee, but you can't. Oh, I feel so bad for you. Just a few more months, baby. I promise. And once this baby's here, you can go back to doing whatever you want, and literally, you won't have to do anything because I will take care of anything and everything that I can. I mean, you're still gonna have to feed it, which is a lot. And you know, we're gonna have to go through all those beginning stages. Oh, yeah, changing diapers. I'm so excited for that. Totally. Oh, we'll learn together. Are you nervous of the baby getting here? No, it's not a bad nervous for me. It's just, I guess, a more like inexperienced but excited nervous, you know? I just want to be a good enough mom for our baby and a good enough wife for you. You're so amazing. Thank you for being so amazing. And for making our baby and for being so strong. Well, you know I get slappy at night. It's your fault for having a conversation with me so late. You know, when you get a little bit bigger, you should definitely order you one of those pregnancy pillow thingies. I'm not gonna lie, those looked really comfortable. I kinda wanted to get them even though I wasn't pregnant, but maybe we can get two and we could be like matching. Yeah, we'd just both be sleeping in those pregnancy pillows. Okay. Yeah, we could check them out. I think that'd be a little more comfortable, maybe. Yeah, I just want you to be comfortable, baby. You ain't sleepy. You don't need to pee again. Go to sleep.